Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how to become a vegetarian. All right, so let's break into this. How do you actually go about becoming a vegetarian? What are the practical considerations? What are the philosophical considerations? In this quick self-help segment, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to cover all the ins and outs about how to really make this transition in your life, because it can be a challenging transition to make. Now, let me start off by saying that I am not a vegetarian. In fact, I don't think that vegetarianism is necessarily the most healthy diet out there if you're just concerned about diet. But there, of course, are other considerations. There are perhaps considerations about morality, ethics that you have when considering this switch. So let's go into all this stuff. And in the end, this is not just going to be a theoretical discussion. What I'm going to give you is I'm going to actually give you the practical steps that you can take to become a vegetarian so that you're actually a vegetarian in your real life with your diet, not just in theory. Now, the reason that I can talk about this with some authority, even though I'm not a vegetarian, is because I've done a lot of work on my diet over the years. In fact, over the last 8 years, I've really cleaned up my diet, lost a lot of weight, been able to make a lot of transitions with my diet, cleaning it up progressively over the years. And so I have some understanding of the psychology it takes to make a diet shift. And actually right now I'm kind of starting to lean more towards vegetarianism. I'm trying to put more vegetables in, trying to take out some animal products from my diet. And that's something that I'm currently working on. So this topic actually resonates a lot with me right now. And I see myself maybe in the future becoming a vegetarian, depending on where things go. All right, so what is the practical side of this? And let's talk about how to become vegetarian. Well, I think there are two reasons that people become vegetarians. A is that you think that vegetarianism is going to improve your health because it's a healthier lifestyle. So that's one consideration. And then B, the second one, is the moral and ethical consideration of the cruelty that goes into butchering animals, eating animal products, the impact that perhaps that has on the environment, how that's contributing to global warming, how that's contributing to unsustainable farming practices, unsustainable manufacturing practices. So all of those considerations. I'm actually not going to touch the ethical and moral considerations. That's way too much to talk about in one video. So I'll cover that somewhere else. Here, I'm just going to talk about the practical side. So nutrition. First question is vegetarianism even more nutritious for you? Is it a better, more healthier way to live than by consuming animal products? This is also a pretty deep question, and I think that what I'm going to tell you here, rather than going into all the studies and debate around this, what I'm just going to say is that you need to do your research. So one of the reasons and one of the key techniques that I can give you here for the psychology of changing yourself into a vegetarian is to have a solid grounding in why you're doing it. Make sure you're doing it for a valid reason and that it's something that is going to stick with you, something that's going to resonate with you. Maybe you saw, for example, some documentary, or you saw some sort of shock footage on YouTube or somewhere else about animals being hurt, slaughtered, butchered, and now it's making you think about whether it's right for you to be consuming animal products. I would say that's a good place to start, but that should not be your motivation for why to become a vegetarian, because that's like a little temporary stimulus, a little temporary hit that you're getting of either fear or excitement or shock. And that is not going to be enough to sustain a vegetarian lifestyle, because what vegetarianism is going to entail for you is changing the practicalities of what you do throughout your day, how you eat, how you interact with your friends, how you interact with your family. Those are the real challenges. Those are the logistical challenges. I'm going to give you some tips on how to fight those. But in order to really get at the root cause of that and to have a solid foundation, you want to know why you're doing it, right? Make sure you understand why. And I think that if you're coming at it from this nutrition standpoint where you think that vegetarianism is healthier for you, and I actually do think that there are some good, valid points to this, then go and do the research. Buy some books, some hard science that will show you, that will make a case, that will convince you of why it's good. Also, if you have some moral considerations, ethical considerations, go ahead and research those. Look at some books that talk about the sustainability of farming animals versus farming vegetables. Take a look at what kind of performance differences you might get. For example, if you're an athlete or you're doing sports or you're at the gym, you're working out, you're putting on muscle, that's probably a concern for you too, is to take a look at, well, am I going to be able to do all that on a vegetarian diet as well as I will on an animal-based diet? And there are ways to do it. So you got to go out there and do a little bit of research, get yourself educated. That's number one. Next is make sure that you're committing to a lifelong sustainable change. There's no point in becoming a vegetarian for a week. There's no point in becoming a vegetarian for a month. If you're really interested in this, then you want to make a transition. And that means that not only are you going to have to make some changes in your diet, you're going to have to make some changes in your psychology. So now that you're on board with this, and where you start there is I want you to accept the costs of becoming a vegetarian. That means you're not going to be able to have that steak anymore. That means you're not going to be able to have those eggs if eggs are not going to be part of your vegetarian diet. You're not going to be able to have chicken. You're not going to be able to have turkey on Thanksgiving. You're not going to be able to have some of these things that maybe right now you hold near and dear to your heart. And that is the cost. So I want you to weigh those costs against the benefits that you'll be receiving. And those benefits, you have to make a list of benefits. What those will be for you, I don't know. A potential list of candidates might be, well, first of all, you might be healthier. You might feel cleaner. You will get rid of that mental fog that you have from eating all these refined animal products. You might feel a sense of pride that you're not contributing to problems in society with mainstream farming and manufacturing and all the nasty practices that go on there. So you just might feel a sense of pride that you're not doing that. And so these are some of the benefits that you're getting, right? The benefits versus the costs. Realize that there are going to be real costs. And there's also going to be not only the long-term costs, there's also going to be short-term costs. The short-term costs are really the stuff that you're going to have to do to change your diet. That's going to be painful, a little bit difficult for you at first because it's unnatural in the sense that you've built up a habit of eating animal products. Now switching and cutting all those off is going to be difficult simply because, well, our society is not a vegetarian society. Our society advertises animal products everywhere. Almost anywhere you go, most of the dishes contain animal protein. So that's something that you're going to have to kind of wean yourself off of. All right, so accept those costs. Be serious about them. And that's also why I want you to do some research so you can understand what those costs are and also understand what the benefits are to you. All right, the next, and this is now we're getting into the real logistics of how to make this transition happen, is that if you have been eating animal products and now you don't want to be eating animal products at all, what I would say, and this is where my experience comes in with diet, is you want to make these transitions in shifts, in phases. So here's how I would do it, and this is actually something that I'm toying with right now. I'm not technically a vegetarian, but I'm going through a vegetarian phase right now. And what that means is that I'm going through my diet, and I'm taking a look, okay, what can I actually make, what changes can I actually make in my diet that I would be reasonably happy with, that I could sustain for the rest of my life without being too depressed about not having in my life anymore. So for example, can I get rid of chicken in my diet? Practical question. Am I okay with not eating chicken anymore? Am I okay with not eating steak anymore? Am I okay with cutting out butter? Am I okay with cutting out fish, salmon? I love smoked salmon. Am I okay with that? And so what I'm doing right now is I said, okay, I think there's something to this idea that if I become a vegetarian, it's going to be healthier for me. And so I wanted to test this out. And so what I said to myself is, okay, I'm going to test this out. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to cut out some items. I'm not just going to become a vegetarian overnight. That's too drastic of a shift. I know that my brain and my body will rebel against that. So what I have to do is I have to go in there and have to say, okay, what I'm going to do is this week when I go shopping, I'm just going to take and make some subtle changes. I'm not going to buy the steak that I usually buy. I'm not going to buy the chicken that I usually buy. I'll buy something else. I'll buy more fruits, more vegetables. Maybe I'll buy some whole grains to replace that, right? And one of the questions that I had when I was starting this was I was asking myself, well, what am I going to replace my steak and my chicken with? Because I eat those on a weekly basis. I love them. I have good recipes already in place for those. I don't even have any vegetarian recipes. I don't even know how to cook vegetarian stuff. And so what I need to do there is I need to say, okay, well, there's a logistical challenge here. I need to plan this out. I can't just jump into it. I have to say, okay, so first things first is I cook at home. I cook all my own meals. That's another topic, but I cook all my own meals, so that means I need some recipes for vegetarian dishes. Because if I don't have the recipes, then that means I'm going to be tempted to go next time I'm at the supermarket and just grab that chicken or that steak because I have recipes for those and I don't have other recipes. So maybe that means I need to go online, do a little bit of research, find the recipes. Maybe I need to buy a vegetarian cookbook, right? These are like practical, just logistical considerations. I want you to start thinking about these things because if you don't do this, I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to make the transition. It's not going to be successful. It's not going to last long term. So let's go into some of the other points here. Well, for me, for example, it's a little bit easier because I do cook all my own meals and I already went through that shift. I already went through that phase where I transitioned off of all the fast food, all the restaurant food out there, which is, in my opinion, garbage. They use the lowest grade ingredients that you could possibly get because they're trying to raise their margins. I don't blame them, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to ingest that and put that into my body. So what I decided to do is make a transition. I did this about 6 months ago where I transitioned entirely from restaurant food to cooking my own meals. That way I have full control. I can shop for organic products, I can go to Whole Foods, get all the high quality ingredients that I want. I know exactly what's going into my food. No trans fats, no artificial stuff. And so for me, that transition took place 6 months ago. So now it's easier. Because I make all my own meals, I can control this. So for me, for example, now it's pretty easy. If I want, I can cut out protein. I just need to find replacements. For you, it might be more challenging because I bet that you are not cooking all your meals. You're probably snacking on stuff. You're buying stuff at the, you know, at the gas station, or you're snacking on stuff at work, or you right now have a habit of going to different restaurants, eating out with your family, eating out with friends, eating out with coworkers. And that's going to be a logistical hurdle that you have to overcome, right? So I would say start planning in phases. So maybe the first phase for you is to wean yourself off all the restaurant and takeout food. Maybe that's going to be your first phase. Then the next phase, maybe taking out red meat. Then maybe the next phase, months down the road, will be taking out seafood and taking out chicken. And maybe then, a few months later, you'll take out eggs and butter and really even go more towards vegan than even vegetarian. Maybe that's how you want to do it, right? In phases, not just all in one go. It's not going to work. It's just going to be too hard. It's not going to work unless you are incredibly driven for some sort of moral reason to do this. And so I would say, think about it like this, right? This is how you change your diet. And of course, this applies not just to vegetarianism, but to any kind of diet changes that you want to make, is you want to think it out. Consider the logistics. Consider the logistics. And logistics for you are going to include, I want you to think about your work. I want you to think about your family. I want you to think about your friends. I want you to think about how often you're eating out versus how often you're cooking at home. And I want you to think about your athletic performance or the gym performance that you want to have in your life. So think about all those things and ask yourself the critical questions. What am I going to need to do to clean up my diet at work, around the family, with my friends, in order to get the gym performance that I want? What am I going to have to do to make the shift into vegetarianism there? So you're going to probably going to need to somehow come up with a system so that you're not going for you know, that pizza with pepperoni and sausage that is always showing up every Friday night at work. Or when your friends go out someplace to some steakhouse, you're going to have to find some vegetarian options there. So looking at maybe the restaurants that you go to and making sure that there's a vegetarian option in each one of those. Otherwise, you have to tell yourself, well, I'm not going to go there anymore. So you have to set some of these kind of hard and fast rules and you have to think it through, because the real challenge with diet is the logistics of it, because people don't think it through. And so what ends up happening is that their friends just drag them out one night and they end up deciding to go to a pizza place, and there everyone decides to order a meat lover's pizza. And all of a sudden, you're just sitting there and you're looking at it, and there it is, and you really don't have any other option. You're kind of now committed to eating that pizza or being hungry, basically. And so, you know, you have to think about that. What are you going to do? Where are you going to draw the line? Is it before you even enter the pizza place? Is it going to be after you enter the pizza place, and maybe there you decide that you're going to have a salad and that you have some sort of strategy for how to get those salads? instead of being tempted by that pizza? You know, what is it going to be? Maybe you're going to get a vegetarian pizza. I don't know. Think about that stuff. This is important. This is how you actually make the transition. All right, and the last couple of points are this. I want you to approach this not in a dogmatic kind of moralistic way where like, I am a vegetarian, this is important, this is what I gotta do. I want you to approach it as an experiment. Try it out. Go in with an open mind and say, you know what, I'm gonna try this out for maybe a month, maybe 2 months, and just see what happens. See how it affects my nutrition. See how it affects my health. Because even though you can read all these books on nutrition, you can read all these books about pro-vegetarianism, con-vegetarianism, vegan, something else, you have all these different opinions out there. In the end, what matters is what works for you and what agrees with you. Not in theory, but in practice. That means go out there, start making the changes, and start seeing. What are you satisfied with? What are you not satisfied with? Be more aware. Listen to the signals that your body is sending you. So that means, how are you feeling? Start noticing. If you're starting to go all vegetarian, start to notice, how does that affect your mental performance? How does that affect your performance at work? How does that affect your moods? How does that affect your gym performance? How does that affect your family and relationships? Because it's gonna have ramifications in all those areas. Start to notice that, and don't be so dogmatic about this is right or this is wrong, because what's actually right and wrong is simply how you feel. Do you actually feel happier as a vegetarian? Do you feel better? Do you have better performance in your life? Do you feel less guilt? Do you feel more ethical? If you do, then it's right for you. And if you don't, then stop doing it. Give it a good go, but if it's not working for you, stop doing it. And then the last point I'm going to make is get some blood work done. I think that's important too. One of the things I learned from the biohacking movement, which I was kind of a part of, you know, experimenting with different supplements and experimenting with just different diets. With biohacking, what I learned is that really the key is to track yourself, track your statistics, right? Of course, track how you feel, but also have some objective metrics too. So before you start making a big diet change, I would recommend go get some blood work. Get some blood work on your lipid numbers, cholesterol numbers, just to get a baseline for where you're at right now. Then go ahead and start implementing changes in your diet, and then you can get blood work done maybe 6 months or 12 months later, and just see what happens, see the difference. Because those are going to be some hard numbers that you're actually going to be able to prove to yourself that something happened. Don't make the mistake of saying that, well, blood work, this is so technical, it costs money. In the end, blood work costs $100, $200 if you're paying cash. And if you have insurance, then it's probably even cheaper for you. So go out there and do that blood work. Because what that's going to do, critical thing, is it's going to give you evidence to support your actions. So that means if you take your cholesterol numbers today, and then you go vegetarian for 6 months, and you take them again 6 months later, and you find out that your cholesterol has all of a sudden dropped, all your numbers have improved, you're seeing better gym performance, what that's going to do is in your mind, it's going to build a case for why what you're doing is good. Because it's very easy to forget that once you've made those positive changes, that you're going to start to feel like, well, nothing's really changed in my life. You're just going to kind of get acclimated to the new position. And sometimes that will actually tempt you to get thrown off course and then to drop off. And all of a sudden you might notice yourself all of a sudden not being a vegetarian anymore and sneaking in some non-vegetarian meals here or there. And the way to prevent that is to build up the case that what you're doing is good, that it's working. It's not just theory, it's actually working. You're feeling it, you're seeing it on the printout page with your numbers. All right, so this is it. Leo, I'm going to sign off here. This is how to become a vegetarian. And of course, please like this, share this. That's why I release this content for free. And then what I want you to do is go to actualize.org and check out my newsletter, because there I have more in-depth articles, video content that is exclusive to actualize.org, where we talk about the psychology of not just diet, but really your whole life. How do you master your whole life so that everything in your life is working well? As you notice here in this video, you know, I talked about a lot of the mindset that goes in to making a practical change like becoming a vegetarian. Well, what I found is that these kind of mindset shifts are necessary in all parts of your life to become successful, to create the kind of amazing life that you want. So my motto is master your own psychology, and therefore you master your own life, and you create an extraordinary kind of life. So check out my newsletter. I've got some amazing bonuses right now for free for signing up, including a 19-part video series. And you can, all my subscribers have a chance of winning 2 hours of free coaching from myself every month.